Happy birthday, bruh.
Hi, folks. It is Wednesday night, August the 19th. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. You are listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
And you must be wondering, hey, why are they playing Happy Birthday? It's because we are giving a very, very special birthday shout-out to our buddy Daniel, who is an opera singer in Philadelphia. And Daniel's significant other, Vince, wrote us and said, hey, it's Daniel's birthday today. Can you give him a shout-out? It would totally make his day. Daniel, we are giving you a shout-out. We hope you are having the most amazing birthday. We know that you don't listen to this show until the next day, so it's a belated birthday.
Happy day after your birthday.
Happy day after your birthday. Hope it was most amazing. All right, we have a jam-packed show for you tonight, and so we are just going to jump right in. I feel like we take a tour of different states and we talk about gay issues. So tonight's tour, first tour stop, is Alaska.
Alaska?
Is that one of the states you've been to?
No, I've never been to Alaska.
Okay. So what happened today, because, you know, it happens, or it was
Have
reported
you,
on.
By the way?
Oh, are you kidding? I haven't been anywhere. I've been to Vermont. I've been to the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, a little foursome there. I've been down to Florida. I've been to California.
Now I know why you have so much time for tennis and stuff.
Because I don't get
out. You've never been anywhere.
Never been anywhere. So,
okay.
The mayor of Anchorage vetoed a ban against discrimination based on sexual orientation, saying it was unclear, Becca, that such discrimination even existed. This is, you know, not the best story to start out with. The mayor, Dan Sullivan, a Republican. I'm sure that's just a coincidence.
I'm appalled.
Our listeners can't
shocked.
See your shocked face.
I know, but I just had no words.
He added that, quote, the vast majority of those who communicated their position on the ordinance are in opposition. The ordinance, which would have prohibited such discrimination in employment, housing, education, and other areas, was approved by the Anchorage Assembly last week on a 7-4 vote. 8 votes are necessary to override a mayoral veto. So the Assembly's approval of the ordinance, a topic of impassioned public debate at its meetings for much of the summer, followed decades of efforts to pass similar measures. And this is from another quote, quote, this ordinance was going to force small business owners, particularly to accommodate people who choose, Rebecca.
Are we choosing the homosexual lifestyle again?
We are choosing a certain lifestyle.
Ah.
And this is from Reverend Jerry Prevost, the pastor of the Anchorage Baptist Temple. And he says, once you give special rights, Rebecca, you and your special rights to homosexuals, then the next step is that you legalize homosexual marriage and so forth. So,
of course I want special rights.
You and your special rights.
I want, like, cupcakes on Friday.
What do you want?
Mondays
on Wednesdays?
Off.
Wednesdays you get a gay show.
That's true, I do.
Right, so
that
Wednesdays
is kind
are,
of a special
Wednesdays
right.
Wednesdays are covered. Fridays, you want cupcakes.
I want cupcakes.
Tuesdays.
I want vegan odd lot from this great restaurant in Boston.
Okay, there you go. Now, yesterday, I was watching, I don't know why I've started watching the Today Show in the morning, but I have been watching the Today Show in the morning. And
is Katie Couric still on there?
Katie Couric is not. You don't even
Curtis. Couric.
Oh. Becca, oh, you and your pop culture
This is what
ways.
Happens when I'm reading the instant messenger at the same time that I'm talking.
If you are listening to the show live, which people do.
I'm burning that whole women are better at multitasking thing.
If you are listening to the show live, Becca is manning the instant messenger for the night. Please
we are
send
now
her
on.
A message at This Show Is So Gay. And that's on your
And
AIM.
Facebook, too, if and you're a little Facebook. Bit more high-tech, new, 2000, whatever.
Wow. So many options.
There's probably
so,
something way newer.
Have you ever seen an episode of Survivor?
No.
You've never seen. Well, the
No, I feel like I'm disappointing you when
no,
I
you're
say
not. You're
that.
Totally
okay.
Not. You're totally not. The first season of Survivor, which I did not see, I caught on the second season. Richard Hatch was the winner, and it was a really big deal, and because the first season of Survivor was
Well,
a
wait,
huge,
I did
huge
hear
ratings.
About the guy with no pants.
That's him.
Right?
Yes.
It was a Richard. See, I know
no, you're
stuff.
You're totally right. So he didn't pay taxes on the $1 million, allegedly, He allegedly did not pay taxes on the $1 million that he won for Survivor, and he ended up going to jail for like 4 years. So now he's out of jail, and he did this interview with Matt Lauer yesterday morning. And what he said was the only reason that he went to jail was because he was a gay man, that there was prosecutorial misconduct, that he was unfairly treated because he's a gay man.
Would his taxes have been less if he was straight?
Well, that's Matt Lauer said. Are you saying, are you hinting at, and I'm going to get the quote wrong because I'm clearly not reading right now. Are you hinting at the fact that that a heterosexual person would not have been prosecuted in such a way? And Richard Hatch said, I am not hinting at it. I am flat out saying it. So that was yesterday. And then this morning they took him back to jail because they're saying it was an improper interview. So I'm sure we will hear much more about Richard Hatch.
It was an improper interview?
That he didn't
really
have...
Was he drunk?
No, that he just didn't... The judicial system, I think it was like the prison system, he didn't have permission to do an interview with Matt Lauer. But everyone's saying that he did. It's this big drama, and so now he's back in jail. And he had some really interesting quotes. He was very cocky on Survivor.
Well, you can't profit from a crime or
something. Well, he wasn't profiting. But... He was just trying to get his word out there. And he was very cocky on Survivor. And Matt Lauer said, you know, people see you as very cocky and arrogant. And he said, I was a fat gay kid growing up and I had to overcompensate. And so what some people see is cocky and arrogant is maybe just my overcompensation for being a fat gay kid in a society that in no way accepts either fat kids or gay kids. So it was kind of an interesting quote. We'll keep tabs on that. All right, we got to get to some music.
Music time.
Music time. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train.
I didn't mean to freak you out with that
Ken
transition.
Ken totally freaks me out with that transition. He switched off the music that was in the studio. I thought we were on the air. I like dove for my headphones.
What the heck? I'm on this show too.
I knocked the computer off the table. Almost flew out the window. It was a mess.
That was, speaking of mess, here's your update, our weekly update on the Defense of Marriage Act. The Justice Department's latest Defense of Marriage Act brief may be more LGBT friendly than the first one, which isn't saying much because didn't the first one say it's basically like incest? So this one is marginally more friendly. But the White House officials have yet to begin working on a legislative repeal of DOMA, according to a report from the Washington Post. And this is the quote. The Obama administration, managing a busy and complicated legislative agenda, has not begun working with Congress to repeal the act, congressional and White House sources said. And dissatisfaction in the gay community continues to rise. So that's the deal. You know, it's kind of... Oh, he's about to say something.
He just self-censored. And you know it has to be good because he never censors anything.
Maybe just because I felt like I was really in tune this week with the town hall meetings or just not in tune, but more aware of the town hall meetings around healthcare. And I read this, and I don't know, I didn't have this week where I was thinking, what's going on with Obama and the gays? Why isn't he doing anything with the gays? What's going on with gays? Something about the quote from the White House officials, the Obama administration managing a busy and complicated legislative agenda. It seems right now that they are indeed managing a complicated and busy legislative agenda. So, I don't know. I just didn't have this week where I was thinking.
So you're not angry this week?
I'm not feeling as angry.
You're resigned. You're like, well,
I'm not resigned.
They're not helping, but it's okay.
I felt like it was okay. But maybe, perhaps...
You're so fickle. You've totally called them out like 2 weeks ago on that.
And all the gay sites had about Barney Frank, and Barney Frank shot back at someone at a town hall meeting. And it's so funny. I said before the show, Andrew said, oh, talk about this. And I said, no, because it's not really gay news. And
good work, Andrew. Of, well, got him of, to talk about it.
It kind of bugged me that this was classified as gay news. Like every time a gay person says something, it's gay news. He in no way, maybe I need to go back and read the story and listen to the quotes, but I heard his quotes. So he shot back. Someone compared President Obama to Hitler, and why are you supporting this Nazi policy of healthcare? And Barney Frank really shot back at the person, and it was great, and saying, seriously, what planet do you live on? But it didn't have anything to do with Barney Frank being gay. And I don't really like the idea that every time a gay person does something, then it automatically should be the top headline on the gay sites. I don't know.
I know.
I mean, obviously,
but it's been a slow news week.
Yeah. Obviously, if every time a straight person did something, it wouldn't be at the top.
It would be Twitter.
Right. It would be in how many words or less? I don't even know what Twitter is. I'm holding steady to
this
non-Twitter.
Don't ask me questions like that on the air where I'm going to prove that I'm a moron. It's 100 and something characters. Okay. Characters, not words.
I refuse.
So it has to be this itty-bitty thing.
I refuse to get on the Twitter bandwagon. Now, the poll of the week is not really a poll of the week, but it was a survey that was put out there that nearly half of gays are in treatment. In treatment, Rebecca.
Is it to cure the gay?
No. I don't know. Gays and lesbians get mental health treatment at twice the rate of heterosexuals, a new study concludes. Researchers at the UCLA School of Public Health studied data from over 2,000 people and found that 48% of lesbian, gay, and bisexual men and women have received treatment in the past year compared to 22% of straight people. And the quote was, the pervasive and historically rooted societal pathologizing of homosexuality may contribute to this propensity for treatment by construing homosexuality and issues associated with it as a mental health problems. So, apparently...
Not to mention family abandonment,
all those
churches.
So we can justify why this is at such a high rate then.
Yeah, and it's 140 characters or less.
Oh, look at you, how you're just getting the correct information.
Oh, it was totally one of our wonderful, fabulous listeners who we talked to quite a bit.
You're very good at that. All right, let's play more music and then we'll go from there. We're going to seek treatment during this music break.
Yes.
I just can't get enough. can't get enough. Just like a rainbow, you know you set me free. And I just can't get enough. And I just can't get enough. You're like an angel.
Your little Wednesday night dance break. I hope you enjoyed your Wednesday night dance break.
I know we did.
We did. We very much did. All right, how about happy news?
There's happy news.
Well, let's do a happy news segment.
Oh, that would make me happy.
Well, then let's do it.
If we did a happy news.
The Ali Forney Center, the nation's largest organization dedicated to homeless LGBT youth. Doesn't sound like we're starting out to be a happy story, but
no,
it is.
This
will formally announce its plan to name a residence for LGBT youth in honor of B. Arthur.
Yay!
You know who B. Arthur is?
Yes.
Yay! That's even more cause for applause.
Only because I Googled it earlier when I saw that news story.
No, wait, I'm stopping the show. Don't stop the show.
I want to hear the happy news. Can we go into
happy
news?
Did you really
news?
Have to Google who B. Arthur was?
I did.
Oh my God.
But all then right. I was like, oh, of course.
This was the quote.
How did I not know that?
I have to move on. Otherwise, I'm going to need therapy.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to bring a camera
this
again.
This is the percentage of people that are in therapy. It's because they co-host with someone who doesn't know who B. Arthur is. That's, I guarantee, at least 0.8% of that 48% of gay men, lesbians, bisexual folks who are in therapy.
Yeah, and the other part is people who get berated on the air for their lack of pop culture.
That's like 0.2%. But 0.8%...
You know, this is why they say people are catty.
Back to B. Arthur. The quote is from Carl Siciliano, the Ali Forney Center founder and executive director. Quote, "Before B became involved with us, we only had two sites and could only shelter 12 kids. We were struggling to respond to an epidemic of homelessness that was not very well understood, even in the LGBT community. B support and advocacy." I had no idea this was a cause of B. Arthur's.
I didn't
You had
either.
No idea. Yeah, really?
I really didn't know.
B support and advocacy really helped raise awareness. Seriously? You didn't know who she was?
I thought I knew.
B. Arthur played a crucial part in our efforts to expand our capacity to respond to the hundreds of LGBT youths who come to us for help. She feels very much like a patron saint. And then I think the unsaid part was, albeit a saint that some radio people don't know.
I know who she is.
Okay. All right. Now, this was my favorite story
That's
of the week.
That's why Google exists, man.
No, you just... No. You
for pop culture.
Google B. Arthur. You just need to know who she is.
I need the rest of my brain free for things like tying my shoes.
Did you pass the gay test?
No.
How did you get on
But you
the
can
show?
Fail like half of the markers and then you're good. It's like the driving test. You know, you can fail a certain number of questions and still pass.
Right. This is going to be your next test for the evening right now.
Oh, God. I don't stand a chance.
This isn't really a gay test. This is more of a reading comprehension test. More of a listening comprehension test. I'm going to read you my favorite story of the week. And you are going to tell me what is missing from this story.
Okay.
So the instant message people need to just wait. They need
instant
to
instant message people need to tell me the answer.
No. Close the computer.
Andrew, this means you.
Turn it away from you. This is our gay listening comprehension. Stop typing to the instant messenger.
I'm listening.
They can't
There's
going to
be a quiz.
This. There's a quiz, but you can't cheat and talk to the other people. Eye contact on me, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
All right. This is the name of the article, the title of the article. Quebec to table wide-ranging anti-homophobia action plan this fall. Okay, stop typing to the... They can't help you now.
I'm Googling.
You're on your own. No. Don't Google it. It's not going to help you. What is missing from this article? Revelers at Montreal's Gay Pride... And folks, you should play at home. Revelers at Montreal's Gay Pride Parade had one more reason to celebrate on Sunday. Quebec's wide-ranging action plan against homophobia, years in the making, is expected this fall. It's a big step, says Jasmine Roy, spokesman for Montreal Pride. He said the gay and lesbian community expects the new plan will lead to enormous results in the fight against discrimination. Roy said that despite the fact that giant strides have been made in the acceptance of gays and lesbians in the past few decades, many challenges remain. He said, quote, we still have work to apply the law. Okay, still with me? The action plan uses as its framework the recommendations put forward by the Quebec Human Rights Commission's 2007 report into homophobia in the province. And Quebec's current justice minister, Kathleen Weil, is at the forefront of the plan. And she says, quote, minorities are often confronted with obstacles that stop them from reaching their full potential as human beings. Society can't afford that, and so they're going to have this plan. What is missing from this story?
The French. And the plan.
The plan!
And the T.
The T?
Trans.
Oh, that too. That's very good. You had all these correct answers, not so much the French. Missing from this story. So this is
and
like this
permission story. To reuse the article.
I hear now what you're saying, and I realize that was perhaps inappropriate, that I didn't get permission for that article. But that's not the point.
I was from
the point
CTV.
This is like this really inspiring story about how they're going to have this great new plan in Quebec to combat homophobia, to end discrimination. There's all these quotes about how this plan is based in research.
It's
oh my
an
gosh.
Awesome plan.
It is just going to be the best plan. The only problem with the article... Nothing about the plan. And so the only quote about the plan is, while the justice minister is not ready to discuss the details, she says that the government will deliver not just promises, but, quote, real actions. What we'll do and how we'll do it differently. But they're not telling us the plan. So we...
But the last line, it says, it's time to act, he said.
On what?
I don't know.
So we're
waiting for our gay agenda.
So we are calling this the B. Arthur Action Plan that's coming out of Quebec. I just like saying Quebec. Do you speak French? What other languages do you do?
I'm not talking to you.
Why? The Becca Sheehan Quebecian Action Plan. Articulate it. Go for it. What's in the action plan?
They're going to do stuff and not enough, and then we're going to be all up in arms, and then they're going to do a little bit more, and then it's going to pause because other important stuff will happen.
But we're so excited for them because they
and
have this
great plan. And then
America
will take over Canada, and they'll all flee to somewhere else. Australia.
This really is the Becca Sheehan action plan for Quebec. You really...
Well, Canada might take us over, too, to be fair.
I don't know that
they do have horses and the Mounties on the horses.
And you think
they have red uniforms. I feel like that's pretty powerful.
All right. We're going to play another song.
Yeah, we need to play another song.
Here we go.
Maybe I'll take a little power nap.
We'll be right back.
Madonna, Madonna, Madonna.
Ken just said the words I never thought he would actually say, but he didn't dare say them on air. I'm getting sick of this Madonna song. Quick, hate mail. This show is so gay at AOL.com.
I don't even really like that Madonna song.
Well,
I didn't. That's not really a Madonna song for me. All right. We
just
are giving,
breaking down barriers, aren't you, Ken?
We are giving a shout out, which we actually gave last week, and some people are wondering, hey, what happened to last week's show? Why wasn't it
podcasted? No, they're saying, wow, what an awesome show that you put up on podcast.
Highlight show. People are really, we're getting these really nice emails about the highlight show. So you should stroll on over to thisshowisogay.com, and you can link up to the iTunes to subscribe if you were not already a subscriber. And last week, we put together a highlight show, and we highlighted past interviews with Ari Shapiro, from NPR, swimming champion, and also from NPR, sports journalist Diana Nyad, and Mayor E. Denise Simmons from Cambridge, Massachusetts. So it was a really fun to put that together, and folks seem to like it. It's a good way to introduce your friends and family and fans and coworkers to a gay little radio show coming out of Brattleboro. So that was what was broadcast last week, and then not last week's show. So one of the things that we said last week, but now we're saying on the podcast for this week, shout out to Becca.
But not me.
No.
It's the other not. Becca.
Well, can we just stop for a second? Shout out to you, Becca.
Well, thank you, Ken. Anytime. Shout out to you, Ken.
Oh, come on. All right.
And shout out to the other Becca.
Yes.
Who really shouldn't be the other Becca.
No. The younger Becca.
Ouch.
She is the younger Becca.
Okay. Shout out to the younger Becca.
Can I even give her a name? Becca Lynch, who is our faithful listener out in California.
Which is so fun. My grandmother calls me Becca Lynn.
See?
Because it's my middle name.
You and Becca Lynch, who is finishing up her senior year of college coming up this year. And she highlighted that, hey, you might want to correct the website that you gave out for the big event that you're throwing. Apparently, during one of the shows, I inadvertently said notesforlife.org.
He didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it. That's
don't
not
go
us.
There. That's
don't
something
go there.
Else.
It's somebody else. It's not us. So if you would like to support our rockin' event on October 10th, 10-10-09, you need to stroll on over to notesforlife.net.
Net.
Notesforlife.net.
Net.
And so you can pick up tickets there. And again, you can sponsor tickets. And we would really love to have folks sponsor tickets.
Because we have a short list of people who would love to come, can't afford it, or whatever else, or would love to come, but it might not be the most responsible way for them to spend.
Exactly. So you can sponsor tickets there, and you buy the tickets right off that website. Or if you are in the Brattleboro area and want to avoid any surcharges online, although I'm telling you, the surcharge for the tickets for this event are...
It's like a dollar.
It's a little more. It's like $1.60. You can, if you're in the Brattleboro, Vermont area, in any radius of Brattleboro, you can stroll on over to the Latches Hotel lobby over on Main Street, And you can purchase your tickets right there on the Latches Hotel lobby. And the lineup is Winter Pills and Kate Pizzakis and Samira Evans and her Handsome Devils. It's going to be a fantastic
And more importantly, show. The profits will go to good causes.
Oh, yes. So the profits.
Can we focus on focus on the reason here?
Really, I'm focused tonight. The profits are going to be split between the AIDS Project of Southern Vermont and the San Francisco AIDS Foundation. So you should definitely do that. Buy a ticket, support the event. Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay out there? You going to do that?
And I bet no one would complain if you made a direct donation to one of those organizations and just sent us a line saying you did. But it would be
nice
to do that and sponsor someone to come.
Yeah. This is two birds with one stone.
It is.
To support and sponsor someone. So you should get out there and do that. Hey, so that means then, are you okay with not going to the march? Or are you going to do both?
Which march?
The big gay march.
There's a big gay march.
Yeah, the one they're doing in D.C. is on October 11th.
I can do both.
See, you can. I can't.
Because I travel.
You travel. You can do things on no sleep. I can't pull that off.
Oh, I can't do things on no sleep. I'd have to find a way to get there where I can sleep.
I'm of an age where I can't do that anymore. You're not quite there yet.
Yeah. The younger Becca has even longer to go.
The younger Becca can pull the all-nighters like there's no tomorrow.
No worries.
She's got no worries whatsoever. She's a college senior.
It's true.
So, a million ways to get in touch with us. Some folks who have been sending us gay stories to talk about, and we love when people send us gay stories to talk about. So if there's something that happens in the news that you're like, hey, you guys should really talk about this. It's very, very, very interesting. You should send it on over to the show SoGay@AOL.com. Hey, now you know that you can get a birthday shout out on our show. So if you're looking for a cheap gift and yet invaluable and forever immortalized, I did not mean to in any way imply that Vince got a cheap gift, because I'm sure he got amazing things too for Daniel, who continues to get shout outs throughout the show.
He didn't send you anything, Ken?
Who?
Yeah. Oh, I got some mail, but I guess you sold yourself a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, you got a kickback.
I wouldn't do that since it's a not-for-profit station. And
I didn't get that. So that's pretty much, that's pretty much it. You got any stories over there that you want to throw out at the world? Those were the stories that we had for this week. It's a slow gay week. Slow gay week. There's some runner out there that is running really fast, and then they discovered that she was a man. So I saw that, but I don't know. I wasn't really that interested. And then there's all the stories.
Was that an actual trans story, or was that just...
It was a little confusing, so go check out that story. We'll probably talk about it next week. It just was released about an hour ago, so I didn't have a chance to vet the story. And then there were all the articles that came out this week just about how terrible, terrible it is to be gay in the Middle East, that there's just mass torture, mass executions going on in the Middle East. So I don't know which organizations. I think the Human Rights Watch is probably one
we
that
are
we can
pretty
support.
Spoiled in Vermont.
We are pretty spoiled in Vermont. We're not in Anchorage. Where people choose that lifestyle.
Though,
yes.
Apparently, our legislature is just, what was it, a sodomite?
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Sodomite, brothel, masquerading as a legislature. That's the quote of the week, I think, for the Vermont State Legislature.
Can we have that be like the name, the tagline to our show? This show is so gay as a sodomite brothel on Wednesday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I'm all about it. Sure, why not?
All right, so we thank you.
New tagline, everybody.
We thank you for taking the time to tune into the sodomite brothel.
I think we're going to have to mark this one not clean on iTunes.
So I say get out there. Get out there, do some great things, and remember, why be gay when you can be
so
sodomite brothel.
Yeah.
Oh,
it doesn't
sorry.
Work
it
the
doesn't
same
work.
Way.
All right, get out there and remember, why be gay when you can be so gay.
So gay.
Good. Bye.
Bye.
One more. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. One.
laugh with, to joke with, have coke with. One boy, not two or three.
Not two or three.
One day you find out this is what life is all about. You need someone who is living just for you. One boy, one steady boy, one boy to be with forever and ever. One boy, that's the way it should be.
That's the way it should be. Oh,
one guy,
one guy, one guy,
one guy,
one guy,
one guy, one guy, one special guy. One guy to live for, to care for, be there for. One guy, that's the way it should be.
That's the way it should be.
One guy, one loving guy. One guy to look for each evening and cook for. One guy.